Welcome to another edition of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXEO. Matt Pilger, your host, and joining us this week is Brent Sadler. He's the CEO of United Credit Union. Hey, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing great. Glad to have you in here. It was an exciting week for United Credit Union last week. You made a big announcement. Let's just start off with that, because that was the news-making item from last week. Taran Liu in C2C, his initiative, you made a donation there. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So, yeah, Friday was a little bit overwhelming, right? We all had some challenges, which it all ended up working out perfectly. We were just chatting before. A couple years ago when Coach and Mr. Ballmer came to town and started this initiative, we started talking about the possibilities of Taran Liu Park, which it wasn't named that yet, and what they could do down there. Whenever I first got to Mexico in 2011, I was educated on the history behind Garfield, understood the importance, knew that we were going to have to do something with that building at some point, and we've made jokes over the years. And one of those jokes, and I think I've shared this with you, is that Coach knew Heather Dement, who still works at the credit union, and I always used to joke, and I'd say, call Coach up, let's work out a deal. And I guess if you talk about it enough, maybe we manifested that. I'm not sure. But it sure enough lined up, and Coach was excited. His family's excited. We've been chomping at the bit to make this announcement for a while. I'm not a patient person, so I'm sure it was hard to be around me. But, yeah, so we had this idea, took it to my board of directors. They were all about it. And just a little bit of a backstory. So several years ago, Rita Jackson, which you know Rita, right? She was actually what brought this together. So she was on the board of directors several years ago. We looked at purchasing the AP Green building. And we wanted to put in a facility that was going to give these kids some place to be able to go and have a safe place to do their homework, get a snack, good internet, right? Just some place for them to hang out. It did not happen, but Rita knew that we had worked on that initiative for about 9 months. So fast forward, Taran's initiative comes up, and she says, hey, I know a guy. And so she put us together, and here we are 2 years later, man, and we're finally making the announcement about donation of Garfield. And then, you know, not so that it doesn't get lost, coaches purchasing the old Help Center building. C2C set up in there right now. We wanted to be a good partner with them and help them out. So we had some space available, and so we crammed Carrie and her staff in there. We're all packed in there like little mice or whatever. But so we've got a few months, and then, you know, we're building a branch, which I just drove by and looked at. So we're excited about moving into that. So lots of big things going on at the credit union. We're excited.
Well, let's take first things first. Yeah. How's your interaction been with Coach Liu? I know he thinks a lot about Mexico. You've been in the Mexico community for some time. How has that interaction been? And, you know, kind of talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I will tell you, I'm Coach is a real guy. I mean, it is just so great to be around him, and he's one of those people that it literally is really about the community. So anything that you see, you know, you got to force him to talk. You know, he doesn't want any credit. He just wants stuff done. I love the guy, man. He's been doing great things in Mexico, things that people don't even know about. The fireworks are great, but good Lord, that guy does so much for this community, and it's just awesome, his commitment and love for it. I mean, even when he's not on camera talking about it, that's what you want to see. So we've developed a good relationship. I'm actually going out for his event next month. He's having a fundraiser. I got invited. I'm not an LA guy. I already got anxiety about it, but I guess I hope I get out there and get back. I'm a Midwest guy, man. He's the real deal, man. He's literally the real deal. We are very, very fortunate that young man grew up here and has such a grounded spirit in this place that Mexico's very, very lucky.
No doubt about it. Yeah. You said you're a Midwest guy. We usually start off the interview, have you tell a little bit about yourself. Tell where you grew up at, if you will, and how you came to Mexico.
Sure. So I'm born and raised in Madison, Indiana. I'm an SOB, son of a banker. My father was a banker in Indiana. Didn't know what I wanted to do and joined the military after high school. I did not think that education was for me. So I went in the military, came to Fort Leonard Wood, met a girl, right? Still with the girl, just sent her on her way this morning. Kept me here, and I fell into the credit union system down at Fort Leonard Wood. Spent 20 years there, became the chief operating officer of, it was Fort Leonard Wood Credit Union, now it's Infuse. And got a call from a head hunting company that they were looking for a CEO for this place. And I said no, because I was very, very comfortable. Sent me a candidate package, and I saw that the credit union was very, very secure, financially sound, and that the opportunity for growth was there. What I did not know was the staff, right? You never know that. And what a blessing. I got there, and besides DeMet, you know, you can cut that out. Not really. Hey, I give it to her there, I'll give it to her on air. It doesn't make a difference to me. No, I'm very, very blessed to be surrounded by some, you know, very focused, caring people that have the same vision. They've trusted me, and we've had some incredible growth at the credit union, and just want to continue to give back to the community and support it. And, you know, we were talking earlier, our initiative is the members, but it's also about community, and to me, community and kids, right? Because you can't talk about kids without talking about the future. And that's really, really simple for me. And so I always say that I get along with kids. It's just when they grow up and become adults, they become problems. You know, I love kids. So I think that's an initiative. I think it fits in well. That's why this lined up so perfectly. And there's some really, really big stuff. I just happened to be around and overhear some stuff last week. There's some really, really cool stuff coming. I don't know if you got to hear any of that or not. I got to keep my mouth shut. It's hard sometimes, but this is exciting. This really is.
It really is. A lot going on in the Mexico community. And, you know, full disclosure, Heather DeMent, my classmate from 1994. So she's been keeping me in line for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Let's take our first break. Sure. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit about expansion. You said you kind of toured that a little bit today. We'll get an update on that. And we'll talk about other projects that United Credit Union is doing in the community. Brent Sadler, CEO of United Credit Union, our guest this morning on Meet the Community on KXCO.